Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So follow-up Thursday, we call it follow-up Thursday. You guys remind us of Burt Show storylines are still open for you, and you're like, oh, I wonder whatever happened to blank. So you could just go ahead and email us, much like Jacqueline Mitchell did, who said, what's up, Burt Show fam? What's up, Cousin Mo?
I was thinking the same thing. The Mitchell.
Okay. Everybody's a cousin for Mo.
Yep.
I've met 50. I was hoping you could do a follow-up for me on Thursday. This one from about a year ago. Remember the guy Thomas?
Nope.
Who was thinking about hooking up with his married coworker who claimed she was in an open marriage, but she was lying? Mm. Whatever happened to them? P.S. Mo, I'll see you at the reunion.
Winky face. All right, so we did this last October, almost right at a year. Thomas was on the fence about hooking up with one of his coworkers. She was a married woman who claimed she and her husband had an arrangement. Once a year, she had the freebie pass to hook up with whomever she wanted. So Thomas took a chance and started making plans to link with his coworker. In the midst of her conversation, she confessed that she lied to him. Her husband never gave her the green light to have a freebie once a year. Thomas immediately started to rethink hooking up with her, but we never got an update afterwards. Did he stay away from his coworker or not?
Update. I appreciate your curiosity.
Do you?
Regrettably, I did end up getting involved with her. I know. It was a really bad decision.
Yup.
And it's definitely not something I'm proud of. Somehow, I convinced myself it was okay, but it quickly became apparent that it was a mistake. To be fair, she worked hard to convince me it would be okay.
You're having an affair with a coworker. How is that going to be okay?
No clue.
You and your morals and values. God,
again,
so boring.
Infidelity for dummies. There's going to be a chapter on this.
Then, after about a month of quote-unquote hooking up, she ended things. I can't blame her. Her tune quickly changed and said it was wrong. She's right. It was wrong. I've been wrestling with my conscience ever since. If karma is a thing,
Taylor Swift says it is.
It definitely came back to get me.
Karma is also her boyfriend.
Soon after, I started dating a woman who I cared about a lot. I've never felt for anyone what I feel for her. Well, a couple months ago, I found out that she was seeing someone else. It crushed me. So, even though we were not married, it hurt like hell. So knowing I contributed to that with someone's marriage makes me feel guilty as hell. Fortunately, I don't think her husband knew and still doesn't know. So he may never feel the pain that I felt when it was done to me. I've been trying to learn from this and trying to understand why I let myself get into such a situation that I knew was wrong. The hard part of getting past my feelings of guilt is the fact that we still work together, and I see her every day.
She talk about karma right there, man.
Which is why I'm trying to find another job. I think it's just time to move on from the last year. So, that's what's been going on. Take care, Thomas.
What are your thoughts, Abby?
I feel bad for you, but it's also your fault, you know? he keeps saying, I don't know how I got into this. I don't know why I did it. Dude, you were horny and you were into this girl and you wanted to take action with it and you did. And you found out that the consequences of being a part of somebody else's affair, you get lost in the mess too. Like while she was the one stepping out on her marriage, you were a part of that. And I think karma for real is coming to bite you in the butt now that you have to see her every single day.
Yeah, I don't like people who try to put the onus on the person who's in a relationship and that they did no wrong because they're single and they're free to, like, date whomever. No, you're an accomplice. Mm-hmm. Like, you may not be, like, as guilty, but you're still guilty for participating in an affair.
Right. It's hard to feel sorry for this dude, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you knew exactly what you were getting yourself into. You knew it was going to end up bad. There's no way that this would have had a happy ending, and you still have to go to work. It just didn't make any sense. And he didn't even, I thought the way it was going, he broke it off himself, but it really was broke off because of her. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you regret it now, but yeah, it's hard to feel bad for him.
I do like that he's not, like, playing the victim in this whole thing.
True.
How many times have you seen and heard that, like, oh, my God, I can't believe this has happened to me, when the dude made a series of choices to get into this situation and it just didn't work out. But I do think that there are ramifications here also. You know, when you start dating somebody else and you've gone through a process like that, then you start looking at other people like, this can happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, even people that have never had any infidelity to them start looking at others going like, can that? I mean, it happened to me, so... Is she or is he cheating also?
If you've listened to this show for 2.2 seconds, infidelity happens to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's safe. Nobody is safe.
It's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.